Changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Change Your Minds Online Empowering Women series. Today, I am getting ready to introduce you to a powerful, phenomenal woman, and she is getting ready to break it down the way it's forever and consistently broke, because she's going to be telling us about it's working for your good, your pain has purpose. And we're going to ask her why she came up with this wonderful title and why she does the things that she does, because she is the founder of No More Broken Pieces, Inc., as well as the CEO of Mama Universe. Without further ado, I would like to introduce to everyone Ramonda Moore Brown. How are you, Ramonda?
I'm great. Thank you so much for this opportunity, Dr. Finch. I have, before I get started with that answer, I have to give you a message from my 12-year-old daughter. She said to tell you hello.
Oh, tell her hello.
After I chose that topic, it's actually what God has been kind of pressing into my spirit about over the last month or two. I've been using hashtag, it's working for your good, be encouraged. And I think because after a while, as humans, we get tired. We hear, oh, it's going to get better, change is coming your way, all the neat little slogans. But after a while, you get weary, you get tired, you think it's not going to come to pass. You can even begin to think you're doing something wrong, you're being punished. But actually, after time goes by and you think about some of the things you've gone through, you realize it's working for your good. Even your nose, even your weights, it all had a purpose, and it will build you up to be the strong woman of God or man of God or leader, parent, whatever it is. You will be so much stronger, wiser, and better because of your pain. It has purpose. So, yes, that's why it's always working for our good. And as far as me, why I do what I do, thank God, it's the pain. It all goes back to my pain, the pain of God, why are you punishing me? I tell the story often and freely because I am free. I'm delivered, and I am healed. I was in such a depression that I attempted, which had to be the most botched up suicide attempt ever. I even had to laugh. I hit my wrist so hard with a knife that the blade flew across the room, and it was barely a scratch. So I'm like, God, okay, I can't even kill myself right. Why are you keeping me here? And he gave me No More Broken Pieces, and he told me that it's not about you. It's about the women you will reach out to, and you will help to build up, to uplift, and to encourage. And that's why I'm here doing what I do today.
Oh, my goodness. You know, a lot of people don't understand mm-hmm. how to use the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We all have experienced pain. We've all gone through the pain, yada, yada, mm-hmm. yada, and third, okay? But the problem is what you do with the pain, with the experience. Because, see, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of like, and I was speaking on this before, it's kind of like the coal. Mm-hmm. If the coal is not pressed, then it doesn't mm-hmm. become the diamond that it needs to be. And sometimes mm-hmm. it's pain making you become the person you have to be, that skill set. Yeah. You need that endurance. You need that mm-hmm. strength in order to go through the things that you are supposed to be built to do in the long
yeah.
run. And
mm-hmm.
you may not
mm-hmm.
understand that in the beginning, but once you get there, and so when you try to give up in the middle, you never know who you are really supposed to be at the end.
That's correct. That is correct. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I want to applaud you for going ahead and walking in your purpose for No More Broken Pieces. Now,
yes.
tell us what No More Broken Pieces is about and what it and who they serve.
Okay. No More Broken Pieces is, first of all, encouraging women. But I have to mention my sweet dear mother who's gone on to be with the Lord. There was a time when I couldn't believe in myself. I couldn't I couldn't even cheer myself on. I didn't have the strength. And because she did that for me, I finally was able to walk in my purpose. So I turn around and I tell the women that are broken, that are hurt, that have been, you know, just a lot of outcasts, people, you know, don't believe in them. I tell them, No More Broken Pieces will be your personal cheerleader, and we will be your strength when you can't. We will uplift you when you can't, and we will have fight for you until you can fight for yourself and believe in yourself. And that's what we want to do, uplift, encourage, never to judge, never to put our personal opinions on what we think, to just love them back to their self, or to help them find their selves for the first time, help them to get on the path to their destiny. And that's what we are. I call us, I'm a personal cheerleader for anyone and everyone, because I understand what it feels like when you can't even cheer yourself on, when you are in such a low place. As you said, that pain, it has a purpose. And when you learn how powerful it is, it can work for your good. And No More Broken Pieces, like I said, it's a woman's ministry, and just because I call those my God guidelines, that's what he gave me, so that's what I do. And we just empower women any way we can. And there's so many things that we're working on right now to make even a bigger impact in the community. We actually are traveling in I think it's 2 weeks, talking with single women. We have what we call SWAG, and Single Women Adoring God, to let women know that you can be kept by God. You don't have to be with a person. You don't have to commit adultery. You don't have to commit fornication, that God will help you. And we talk about real life issues, real struggles, but that God can and will help you get through anything with his help. But we want to talk about it. Holding it in only holds your dreams. Put your dreams on hold or on pause because you don't have the strength. Let's talk about it, then let's be about it.
All right. And, you know, the things that you mentioned, you know, the things that put your dreams on hold.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that everything you address with No More Broken Pieces, and please tell me if I'm on the right track here, because you know how we do. With No More Broken Pieces, you address everything that tends to take women off the track. Yes.
That's
and
right.
See, most of the time I tell people, we give the information about the businesses at the end. But the reason why I want to show us up here front is because this is showing what a woman who was in pain did with her pain. She created No More Broken Pieces. So not only can she help herself, but she can help others through the pain that she had went through. Am I on the right track?
Yes, ma'am. You are dead on it. Yes, ma'am.
And see, you know, I want to thank you, Ramona, for being an example to so many women who didn't think that they could, didn't think they should, was told that they can't, okay? And you showed through your pain that you can make change.
That's
pain
right.
can make change.
Yes, it can.
Pain
it
is really just
can.
A catalyst, but you
yes.
have to decide what is a catalyst. Is
that's
it a catalyst
right.
for misery, or is it a catalyst for victory?
That's good. That's so good.
And, you know, we have to think about those things when we are really, really in the fold here. And, you know, I was reading through the description, and he was saying repetitive full experience also stop us from walking in our purpose. You know, we can talk about that all day. You know, everybody has a story. Everybody
yes.
has a story. And the one thing we have to think about is how we share that story.
That's right.
How we go ahead and spread that good news. And most people say, our pain is good news. Yes, it's good news because you're still standing in spite of it. You're still
right.
walking in spite of it. You're still talking in spite of it. That's right. It's good news. You
That's
are
it.
Telling your testimony. That was a test that you went through to make you stronger so that you could give your testimony to other people in the same situation to let them know that there's hope behind the pain.
Yes. That is. That keeps me going. It really does. It really does.
So
somebody's
now,
always depending on you or me, myself,
yes.
I think, right now.
Yes. And so now, tell us what a typical day would be like if we went through No More Broken Pieces. How could we learn how to go through our pain and turn our pain into purpose through
yes.
No Broken
yes.
Pieces?
Yes. First of all, you have to decide to get out of the bed. And I know that sounds
Ooh.
Real simple, but when you're in a deep slump, you're in a depression, you don't believe you matter, you don't believe anyone cares, the challenge starts for you to get up and put those feet on the floor and get up. That's number one. And then you have to decide, what are you going to do with your emotions? Because, you know, us women, our emotions can put us in a bad place and keep us there if we don't check them. So you have to decide, what are you going to do with your emotions? Are you going to be pitiful today? Are you going to have a pity party? Are you going to be strong and walk in your strength and your victory? So, I, you know, whether it's meditation on the word or you know, encouraging yourself. I'm this person that I believe in little cheat sheets. I got my own little cheerleader moments placed around, because you have to decide that you're going to make the day count. You have to decide that no matter what, you're going to do all that you can to be all that you can, and you just have to go about your day that way. Certain things deserve your attention. As women, we think sometimes that we have to help everybody and be everything for everybody, and it's unrealistic. And guess who suffers? You will. That was one of my biggest challenges. I cannot save the world. I can only do what God equipped me to do, and those other things, I have to give them to Him. So that's another thing. And just deciding to, before you go out, deciding to smile, to give an encouraging word, to tell somebody their dress looks beautiful, their hair looks beautiful. I tell you, we don't know the power of a compliment. Somebody could be on the edge, want to give up, and I'm telling you, a simple how are you or a smile, taking the time to just show yourself friendly, it could mean the world to somebody. It could push them on to another day. And No More Broken Pieces is always just being faithful to what you believe. Even if others don't agree with it, you have to stand for what you stand for or you'll fall for anything. You have to believe that you're worth it. You have to believe that you can do any and everything that God says you can do. And you can have it, you can be it, anything He says, in spite of the obstacles. And you got to make up your mind, no matter what you have to face that day, that God will be with you. And it will not be the end. Whatever happens, if you fall, if you stumble, you can get back up again. And that's what No More Broken Pieces is all about. Never, ever quitting, even if you have to start over again.
Uh-oh, now. You just basically broke it down.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Stop quitting.
You never give up.
Don't quit. And the point is, what for? What does quitting get you?
You know, the thing about trying to... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, please. Yes.
I was going to say the thing about quitting, because let me tell you, I tell people, I never failed at anything because I always quit. But when you got a purpose inside of you, you can say you quitting all you want. You can't. A day doesn't go by without that thing popping in your mind. When you say you quit, it's back again. It's gnawing in your ear. It's gnawing in your head, even in your gut, like a butterfly. That thing will not go away. So you might think you're going to quit, but if you have a purpose and you really love God and want to do what you're supposed to do, or just, you know, children, you want your family to see that, you know, you won't quit. You can't quit. These children help me not quit. I don't care how upset, how discouraged. I know I cannot quit because I have these children looking up to me. And if I quit, guess what? They'll grow up being quitters, and I refuse to be that kind of example for my family or anyone else who's looking at me, you know, on a daily basis.
Well, you know, you just brought up the masterpiece, and you mentioned your children,
mm-hmm.
which is part of the reason why you started Mommy Universe.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
And I'm sure that they have something to do with your pain has purpose. So
mm-hmm.
please tell us about Momming Universe and how it came to be and, you know, how that was a catalyst, the pain was a catalyst to,
mm-hmm.
you know, your greater.
Okay, Momming Universe. I was doing well with no more broken pieces. Everything was kind of flowing. But I'm like, God, I feel like something is missing. Then I started hearing all kind of people. I've even heard you say it on Periscope. And it's like within that month, it was just popping up, popping up, popping up. Whatever you were created to do, you already do. You do it well. You do it without much effort. You probably don't even realize you do it. And then I was talking to God, and I said, wow, I'm a mommy. Many people know I have 6 children. 4 of those children were born addicted to opioids and crack cocaine. I got them all at birth because their biological mother is my niece. So I had to watch them, speaking of that pain, go through withdrawals, go through the things that are in their DNA. And God let me know, you're already doing it every day. You're a mommy. And I'm a mommy of a teen, so we help moms with teens. I'm a mommy of children with special needs, so we help those. I'm a single mom, so we definitely help those. I'm telling you, I'm an adoptive mom. And God said, guess what? You are all those things. And I've equipped you to do it. Now I want you to turn around and help others. And that's how Momming Universe was birthed. And it is just amazing. These kids are, I'm telling you, I got a prognosis that one would never, ever be in a mainstream class, that she would have XYZ wrong with her, and she is in mainstream. And I tell you, this baby brought home a 3.0 grade point average, and all of my children have between 3.0 and 4.0. I even have one with a 4.0. Mommy Universe. It's what are you teaching your kids? A lot of moms don't know. A lot of moms waiting on the teacher. You don't wait on the teacher. You're their first teacher. You're their main teacher. And just they push me to another level. And whatever I learn, I love to share it with others. So we want moms to know you are not alone. And whatever kind of diagnosis they put on your child, you do not have to accept it. It may take some hard work. It may take some dedication, sitting at the table longer with one child, going over, telling them over and over how beautiful they are, because I'm telling you, sometimes they battle with so more low self-esteem and issues, but I tell you, what you pour into them is coming out, and if it's negative things, if you're bad, you're ugly, or whatever, that's what you're going to get. But if you're constantly pouring in positive things and showing them that you'll have their back no matter what, and they can do anything, they believe that they can do anything. I'm telling you, and that's what Mommy Universe does. We're working on products to come out for Mommy Universe. We're starting our radio show here coming up this summer, and just to be a blessing to mothers and to be an encourager. One thing about it, no matter what I do, encouraging has to be in there, because if there's a secret to encouraging. There's a secret to empowering others. While you're empowering others, you're getting strength. While you're encouraging others, you're getting strength. So that actually keeps me going. There are days when I feel like I can't do anything right, but I bet I can encourage somebody, and my spirits are instantly lifted. So that's what Mommy Universe does. That's how it was brought about, and we are here to help any mom. It doesn't even matter if you're not a single mom, just any mom to be a help, to be an ear, to pray with you, to believe in you. No matter what it is, we're here for moms.
Oh, yes. Now, you know, first off, let's applaud you, and, you know, because not everybody would have took on 4 extra children,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially with, you know, special needs,
yeah. mm-hmm.
And with, you know, everything stacked against them. But
mm-hmm.
because of the person that you are and the spirit that you have, I don't even see that as ever being a second thought in your mind.
No.
Because
no.
that was your mission
yeah.
in life, you know. And each one of those babies gets love, attention, affection, you know, encouragement, motivation, and they know who they are. And
yeah.
that's the most important thing. you know, because a lot of children don't know who they are. They don't get that nourishment that they need through those growing years so that they can develop their own self. To, you know,
right.
As they say, to thine own self be true. Well, you can be true if you never know what thine own self is.
Oh,
but
true.
I know, and I know, especially the 12-year-old, I know
yes,
she knows
yes.
who she is.
Yes. My fireball.
And she is, yes, and she is definitely, definitely a wonderful, wonderful human being. Beyond just being a wonderful child, she's a wonderful human being, and she knows who she's going to be, and she knows what path she's on, and that's a testament to the upbringing that she had. So I want to applaud you for that, Ramonda, most definitely.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. I tell you, it's amazing. I learned from other cultures. I learned that sometimes we wait. And try to let a child, we wait so late to say, what do you want to be? Some cultures, those children can tell you, I knew at the age of this I was going to be A or B or whatever. And sometimes I think we wait too long. It's not pressuring them. It's empowering them to know, I can really do this. I know there are not more doctors in the world because kids weren't shown that they could actually be a doctor. Or a lawyer, or whatever the case may be. You know, you got to let those kids know they can be anything. Yes, it's going to take some hard work. It might not always be easy, but if you keep pressing, you move forward, and you work at a pace that's good for you, it may take you longer. So what? It doesn't matter. You can do it. You can be it. You can't quit. And that's what my kids get 7 days a week over here.
Now, I want to ask you, you know, somebody's listening to this call and they're hearing your story and they're hearing what you provide with No More Broken Pieces as well as Mommy Universe. Now, are you looking for the same type of person for those things or do you have a different focus? Who would come to you for No More Broken Pieces and who would come for you for Mommy Universe?
Actually, if a person comes to me, that means they already believe that I have something that I can, you know, help them with. So I really don't foresee anything that that I couldn't help. So I wouldn't, you know, any woman that, you know, wants that support system and the cheerleading or the even just learning from my experiences. For both of them, you know, like I said, it could be a mom that's married. You know, we wouldn't turn anyone away because we want to see everybody be the best that they can be. But we also know that sometimes women, we don't cheer each other on and we're really competitive and things like that. So we always just want to support. So any mom, any woman, and if we can't per se help you, I'm sure I'm connected with a Dr. Renee Sunday or a Dr. Akina Finch, somebody who can help you. So if it's nothing except to direct them to someone else, you know, that's why I say everyone's invited, you know, to connect.
All right, Ramonda, I want you to speak to the audience right now. There's somebody listening. Oh, that was good for her, but that is not going to work for me. How am I going to turn my pain into my purpose? Why is this working for my good? I need you to speak to that woman right now.
Well, my sister, I have to tell you that, first of all, the person that you hear on this line was not the person I was. I didn't believe in me, and I didn't believe in anybody else. I was the most negative, pessimistic person that you can ever want to meet. I was mad with the world. I was mad at myself. I didn't believe it, and I was tired of people telling me, you could do this, and don't quit, and don't give up, and yada, yada, yada. But I'm telling you, my sister, if you talk, I have to say God. That's the answer that was for me. Speak to him, and I'm not talking about a fancy prayer. You let him know that you're frustrated, you're tired, and what you need and what you desire. And you pick up that word, and you begin to read it, and you begin to just talk out loud. But there's someone you can talk to, maybe not a lot of people, myself or Dr. Finch, whatever the case may be, and you get those frustrations out, and you give them to God, and you leave them there. And if you make a mistake, jump back in. If today you're feeling that, jump back in. But if I promise you this one thing, if you pursue it, if you keep on going, if you never give up, I promise you, my sister, you will make it. And then your pain will turn around and help somebody else. That's how it all started with me. And like I said, I don't know if anybody else could have been more down in the dumps than I was. But I tell you, because you just don't quit, keep coming back, keep going back. Think about your future. Think about what you desire. And if you break it down, and not so much everybody says the big picture, give yourself some small goals as you accomplish them, and your strength, you will be stronger. And then your attitude will turn from pessimism to optimism. Your angle will turn to peace and then joy. I'm telling you, it's a process, but it works if you work it, not some of the time, but every time. I believe in you. God believes in you. There are people in your community that believe in you. But I'm telling you, it will get better if you walk it out. Don't quit. Write it down, and you will see things change right before your eyes. You will change to the person that God created you to be, not the person that life knocked down, not the person that people beat up, but the person God created you to be. I believe in you.
Ooh. Ooh, I felt the heat from this. The heat from here. Come on, somebody.
Jesus.
You know,
it's real.
Listen, you made one really strong point. You said if you're willing to do the work. Okay?
Gotta do it. Gotta do it. And sometimes you have to do it more than once. Because sometimes you fail a test. Do you quit? Nope, got to take it again. You'll see growth. You'll see change. And you'll be free. And once you are free, nothing can stop you then. Get free, and you will see your purpose just unfold right before you. And you won't have to open and knock on doors. They will open and wait for you to walk through. If you just take that step, you walk on in, I'm telling you. It's a day-by-day thing, but every day I see a little bit of change, a little bit of progress, and it's good to come from the place that I came from.
It's my sister. Yes, you know, at the end of the day, it's not going to come knock on your door. It's not going to come knock on your door. And the one thing that is always proven true is that we appreciate it more when we put in the work.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
That's one thing. You know, when you work for it, when you fight for it, when you claw for it, you're going to appreciate that thing more than when somebody just hands it to you for nothing. And I know for a fact that everything that's been working for your good, everything that you done went through and all the pain, it has had a purpose.
Yes.
And from that pain has birthed no more broken pieces, Mommy Universe, no more broken pieces, radio show, many more.
Yes.
The
yes.
sky is the limit. So, Ramonda, please let the audience know how they can find you.
You can find me on any of the social media at Ramonda Empowers, R-A-M-O-N-D-A, Empowers. On Facebook, you can do my full name or that. It's under both. And Instagram, Twitter, Ramonda Empowers. And our website, www.nomorebrokenpieces.org. Is our website. And the radio show as well is No More Broken Pieces on Blog Talk Radio. And we'll be doing Mommy Universe on Blog Talk Radio as well. That's how you can get in touch with me. You can message me. I will get back with you. Ramonda Empowers is also a page on Facebook. But I will get back with you. I will communicate, whatever the case may be. Whatever it takes for me to see my sister succeed. Like they say, I'm down for it. I'm down for it.
Wonderful. It has been a true blessing to have you on the show. Thank you so much for being such a wonderful guest. I appreciate you tonight.
Thank you for having me, for thinking that I could actually make a difference. That means so much. And you always have. You always have, Dr. Finch. I appreciate you.
Yes. And if Ramonda said something tonight that has resonated with you, please find this podcast on changeyourmindsonline.com. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and, of course, our YouTube channel. So I want to thank everyone that listened tonight or who is catching us in podcast time. We appreciate you. We love you. We adore you. And until next time, blessings to you. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.